Hey everyone, what's on your mind today? What's your tea? Hello and welcome to Bear It All with Jeff. My name's Jeff and I'll be taking you on this journey as we listen to people just like you and me share their thoughts and opinions on certain topics. Today we're going to talk about body positivity with my friend Stephanie. Welcome back, Stephanie. How you been?
Hey, I've been doing pretty well. I'm excited to talk about body positivity. It's going to be a good one.
It sure is. So what is body positivity to you specifically?
To me, it honestly is with how I feel with myself. Looking at myself and like just how the way I feel as well when I eat stuff and just how I carry myself with life. I know growing up as a kid, it was hard. I mean, in my previous episode that we did, people were saying it was a little dark. But I mean, I think it's, you know, with all these stuff that I was going through, I know one of like the biggest insecurities that I had was I don't even know how to call it, I guess. Not a tattoo. It's too young to have that as a kid. It's on my birthmark. There you go. That's the word. I don't know why I was saying tattoo. It was really my birthmark that I have, like, it's like all the way to my foot, all the way to my thigh on my left side. And I was always insecure about talking about it or even sharing what I was going through because I just felt like that was an ugly part of my body. Now that I'm like older, I really have embraced it. And I think growing up as a kid, it's just really going through the insecurities. And now as an adult, it's really, you know, embracing the flaws because it really is a part of you and that's what makes you.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I have a birthmark on my back and it's on my shoulder blade on my back. And I was always embarrassed of it. Like when I was a kid, like people are going to see my birthmark and be like, oh, why do you have a black dot on your back? Like what's going on with that? And there was a lot going on with it actually. But it was more about the appearance to me and society saying that's not normal. Your skin's not perfect. Like cover it up. And it kind of sucked.
Yeah, I feel that, especially like, I don't know why, but going to like elementary, kids are ruthless. Kids are so ruthless. And I don't think sometimes they realize like the bullying, especially now, like I don't think they realize like how much damage it can do to a person. I mean, when you're older, then you kind of reflect back and you're like, ooh, I shouldn't have done that. If someone was a bully, or they probably grow up and they probably, you know, continue to be the way that they are. But kids are really ruthless on pointing out certain flaws that you have.
Right.
And that you're just like, oh, you just pointed that out. Like now I feel even more embarrassed, or you feel like you just want to crawl back into it, like a hole. And you're just like, all right, I didn't know that was a flaw. I didn't know it was perfect.
I think also part of that is like a lot of parents don't teach their kids like a time and place. Like it's definitely okay to ask like, oh, you have a mark on your back. Like, what's that? Because kids are curious. They're going to ask questions. And we like part of it is us educating them like, oh, it's just a birthmark. Like it's normal. Everyone has like a birthmark.
Yeah, I mean, it's really like who you are inside, and that really helps you make and do everything in life. I mean, growing up, like you have social media, especially now, it's even more heavy because, you know, majority of the kids do have phones now, and they use Instagram, they use Snapchat, and that plays such a big role on appearances. You know, in high school, like going, like everyone pretty much, you know, like whatever was the hype about it, everyone would like go into it. And if you weren't in that hype, it was just like, oh, you're weird, you're odd,
you're different. What's,
like, why? Yeah, you're different. Why is it that you can't get these pair of shoes, or why is it that you can't, you know, put makeup on? I remember, and it was my senior year, and I was dating this guy, and this guy was like, oh, you can't dress like that because that's not girly enough. You need to dress more like with a skirt. You have to put makeup on. You have to do your hair. And I remember that very clearly. And I'm like, excuse me? No, like I've always grown up very tomboyish. And a lot of people don't, you know, grow up like that, especially girls. You know, girls wear their dresses. I remember my grandma, again, she would like make me wear dresses and walk me to school and make sure I wouldn't take it off and change or whatever, because I hated wearing dresses. And I don't know, it's just like, I just wasn't girly. And our culture really is like, you know, you have to be well-mannered, you have to put, like, you know, some your dress or a skirt, you know, put makeup on to make your appearance better. And I always grew up as a tomboy, and I think that's, you know, with my dad too, like, he always wanted a son. And he, I don't know why, but I just more clicked more like being tomboyish. But it was, I mean, so weird growing up.
I mean, that's a good point that you bring that out. Like, body positivity isn't just about your body. It's about how you express yourself. And the way that you felt, like, with the tomboyish feelings, like, that's how you were able to express your true self during that time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people forget that. Body positivity is also about your mind and expression.
Yeah, and a lot of people try to change who you are, and really the message is, like, don't change. You know, if you feel comfortable with how you are and how you express yourself and, like, your makeup, your hair, like, don't go with the norms of, like, society, because everyone is trying to do the same thing. And if you do something different, then you put yourself out there as being different, and there's other people in this world that, you know, embrace that difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Being different to me is like, you're not in part of the crowd, you're standing out, like, you're showing your true self, and there's someone else that is in that crowd that is looking for someone to do that, because they're looking to take those steps. You know, like, I'm gonna say, working at a certain location, I wasn't allowed to dye my hair. and a couple other people that we work with also felt the same, especially a person in particular, Mariel, who dyes her hair many colors of the rainbow, which I love so much. The first thing I did after I left was I dyed my hair, and I just kept dyeing my hair different colors. And because that's how I identify, like, my hair, like, helps me identify. My beard helps me identify with who I am. And I love colors. So you best believe I'm going to dye my hair once it grows out.
I remember when I first dyed my hair, like, it was green. And I came home and my mom was like, "What did you do? Oh my God, you look like a witch." And I'm like, "Oh my God, Mom, it's not that serious." But... because of how it was green. But she, like, again, she's very strict, and she just did not like that, and she was like, "This isn't girly, and this is not who you are." But after a while, again, she, like, kind of just got used to it, and she was like, "All right, it looks good." Mm-hmm. Like, if you, like, straighten it or curl it. But having it in a bunch, she was like, not for it. But it really is a way of expressing yourself, like, no matter what, just society tends to, especially with, and I have to go back, it's, like, really, like, social media. It's scary how the platforms really know your interest. And I mean, like, it's crazy, because you can just be talking about, like, keyboards or something, and the, you know, you go on to Amazon, and it's like, boom, advertisement, keyboards. And you're like, it's a little suspicious.
Thank you. Thank you, FBI agent listening on my phone. I appreciate you.
Watching endless mukbang videos or whatever, like,
right? But I will also say this, though. I have noticed growing up that the way your body should look, quote unquote, or the way that your hair should look, or putting on makeup, women are targeted more than men. And I think that, oh, yeah, like, people definitely don't say that, and it's, like, about time that we say that. Like, a lot of guys also deal with body positivity issues, but I will say it is not as intense as it is for females, because guys are constantly telling females how they should look and dress, and your body needs to look this way, or you're not attractive, and that's not the case, and it just needs to stop. It's bugging me. So I know it's bugging a lot of people, and I know that we're heading in the right direction now. So, like, Laura Croft, she is, like, saying, like, no, this isn't just a boys' game. Like, I can do it, too. And she's like, I don't care how you think I should dress. There's, like, a scene, I think, where she's wearing a dress, and she's, like, really uncomfortable, because that's not how she expresses herself as an individual. but I'm gonna say like Lizzo today.
Yeah.
Like the way that she is like, I'm gonna wear whatever I want to wear. No one's gonna tell me otherwise. Like, this is how I express myself. This is who I am. Look at my curves, girl. I'm about to be like, I'm gonna be like, okay, Lizzo, like here I go too. Look at my curves.
It's crazy though, because it's so true though. Like, we really should embrace our curves or embrace like our stretch marks. You know, when I was in like a senior and running in cross country, like I've been getting stretch marks, and I'm like, this is weird. Like, why do I have this? And on social media, it's like it was deemed as like, oh, you're getting, you know, heavier. And which, I mean, of course I was gaining muscle, but I didn't view it as that. I viewed it as like, I'm getting heavier. I'm not being like, I should be like this weight and whatnot, because my mom was like very heavy on that too. She was like, you need to be in this certain way. You can't be overweight. And I really wasn't embracing that. And now growing up as an adult, I'm like, no, that's normal. Like, it's gonna happen. I mean, of course I can lose weight, but then again, if you lose weight, you're gonna have those stretch marks either way. And really, you should just embrace it. I think it was like, I saw a post of
Demi Lovato.
And she put glitter on them. And I was just like, yes, that's how it should be. You should embrace it. That's what, you know, supermodels or, you know, celebrities should be doing, to show the kids like it's okay to have stretch marks, or it's okay to be this way of having a birthmark or having something. Like Kylie Jenner, she has her scar on her leg. Like, it's okay to embrace that. That's just a part of life. That's what makes you you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, all body types, all like skinny, curvy, tall, short, whatever your body type is, you should wake up every morning, look at yourself in the mirror and say, you're gorgeous, and you're gonna do it, and then snap.
It's crazy though, like, just looking at yourself in the mirror and telling yourself you're beautiful, even if you don't believe it the first day, and you keep doing that, you will feel a confidence level. Like, recently, like, I've been doing that, and it just has made me a little bit more confident, because I was in a dark place 2 years ago where I was like, I'm not happy with my body. Like, I'm gaining so much weight so rapidly, and it's gonna be so weird for my family, because it's like, I've always been this skinny, skinny girl, never was any heavier of 130 pounds, and then boom, started working, and I just gained all this weight. But recently, like, just saying like you're beautiful, you do feel, you know, you start to see the image of like, yes, I am beautiful. I feel more confident, as you should feel. So like, anyone that's listening, like, just saying you're beautiful, or even saying, hey, I'm smart, I got this, I can do this, like, viewing life very positively, it does change your aspect in life. Even if you feel like you're in a very dark place, trust me, like, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
So I also think that something that people need to do is, there is an inner saboteur that is inside, that like is saying negative things, right? Because it's our self-esteem. It may not be as strong, or our self-will may not be as strong as other people. And when you do look in the mirror, you may hear like, oh, look at my scar. Or like, I can't believe you're going to show people that. Or, oh, look at those stretch marks. Or, oh, look at those curves. Like, we have to take a step back and be like, no, shut the F up. Like, we have to tell ourselves that sometimes, because our inner saboteur is going to, it's literally doing what that name is, sabotaging, right? And we just need to just remind ourselves, in doing that, saying, no, you're gorgeous, or, yeah, look at that curve. It makes me who I am, and I love that. Look at my legs. Boom. Look at those calves. Come on, girl.
Like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Start doing a photo shoot. Like,
right?
Yeah. Sometimes you just need to do that. Like, just do a photo shoot. Like, yesterday, I just did it. I was feeling myself with the new Jordans that I got. I was like, hell yeah. Like, I'm going to start doing a photo shoot, because I haven't done it in such a long time. And I just remember that feeling of like, you start to like, just like feel yourself like, yes, this angle I'm looking, ooh, fire. And I mean, if anyone out there, like, if you ever have a chance to just do a silly photo shoot or just do a professional one if you want to do it, or Bondor, like, trust me, you're gonna feel so different and feeling so confident after that. Like, you're just gonna be like, I know I'm that bad bee. Like, I know. Yeah, it
absolutely. All right, and I'm gonna say this, if you're in a relationship with someone, have them take photos of you. Be like, hey, let's do like a little photo shoot, let's have fun. You know, you can even do, if you want, you can even do sexy photos, you know. Mm-hmm. That person likes you for all of you, not just parts of you. And I mean, that can be maybe a way that you guys spice up things in the room. Body positivity, spicing things up in the room.
Watches Bridgerton. Oh, but no, it's true though. I mean, if you really think like small, you know, your world is going to be obviously smaller. But if you think big and, you know, you think, you know, just positivity, like, your world is going to get so much bigger. And I think a lot of people need to view that. I know, I, like, myself included, like, again, I was in a dark place and I was thinking very small. I was like, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this. And I just really changed it up and I was like, nah, I can do this. I know I can. Like, my parents raised me to be a very confident, strong woman where I don't have to rely on people. And I was like, you know what? Like, I need to go back to my roots and I just need to start doing that again. Like, just thinking of, like, I can do it. And I think a lot of people probably don't have their self-esteem, but just surround yourself with people that do have their self-esteem very high. Like, one of our friends, like, her self-esteem was like, it's up there. She has confidence. It's, you know, Mariel. And it's like, I'm like, damn, I need to get on your level, girl. Like,
But the best part about that is her confidence is not cocky confidence. It's like humble confidence. And not only is she like praising herself, but like, she brings us up with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's always the best type of people to be around with, when they bring out that positivity in you too and like just hype you up.
Yeah, and, like, absolutely. I love that. I think it's important for people to realize, when you open up social media apps, not all of it's real. A lot of it is people just, I'm not going to say all of it, but a lot of it is just people giving their audience what they want to see. You know, it's a form of entertainment. Yeah. Some people want to see drama, so they're going to follow accounts where there's drama. People want to see other people in the glam and glitz. They want to see makeup tutorials. They want to see, you know, how can I improve my body with this? A lot of people think healthy means skinny, and that's not true. Healthy means like you're eating right. You're doing your daily whatever you want to do. You can do like a daily walk here and there. You don't have to lose weight or like be skinny to be healthy, and you don't have to gain. I know there's people like my roommate Chris, he wants to gain weight. And I'm like, girl, you're healthy. Like, the way that your body is, if you are comfortable with your body and you feel good. But if you, I mean, don't ever take this as like, I'm telling you not to do what you want to do, right? There is some people that they're like, no, I want to lose weight. Go for it. I'm going to support you if you want to do that. But I'm going to keep you in check to make sure you're doing it in a healthy manner, right? Don't starve yourself.
Yeah, that's not always the right way to do it. It's crazy how, like, in high school, I would honestly be doing cross country, and then I would come home and just eat, like, I would just eat a toast of bread and then drink tea, and that was it. Like, I was just like, no, I need to be fit. But that really wasn't the right way to do it. And I wasn't eating very healthy, and I was just like, I'm good and all this. Social media really does play a heavy part. I feel like this is going to be like the topic, social media and, you know, body positivity, because it really does correlate together. I mean, going on TV, you see like these girls are skinny and you just want to be that way, and you're like, why is it that I don't look that way? I remember something on my body where I was just like, why is, like, it was like my stomach, and I was just like, I'm skinny, I don't get it, why, like, I still have like a little bump, like, I'm doing abs, I'm like, you know, I'm eating like way less, like, I don't understand, like, why is it that I don't look like these girls where it's like super flat. And I just remember where seeing a TikTok recently, and it's like, it's because of your uterus, that because of like how it drops, like, of course, like, your uterus is there, so when you're, you know, when you get pregnant, obviously, like, that's where your baby is. But growing up, I was just like, no, like, I don't get it, like, I don't get that. And I feel like now the classes in high school or wherever, you know, they should talk about that, so then girls kind of understand, like, okay, that's like, mm-hmm. it's because you're gonna carry a baby in your future if you do decide to have kids. Mm-hmm. And I remember just watching that TikTok and I was like, wow, Steph, you're so dumb, like, what was wrong with you back then? But I mean, like, just, you know, reflecting back, you're kind of like, why was mm-hmm. it, like, why is it that I thought that way? And it's just social media, just mm-hmm. there's so many images you see, yeah, mm-hmm. seeing all those images, it's just like, I want to be that way, why is it that I can't be that way? But now that I'm an adult, I'm like, eh. I'm like, yeah. You know, I support it, like, if girls are, like, how they are, you know, like, it's your way of expressing, and that's how it should be. We should always hype up, you know, girls, guys as well, like, if they want to hype each other up, it's like, that's what you should do. Even if, like, you haven't spoke to someone, you know, you never know what they might be going through, just tell them, like, hey, like, good job, you're doing great. Like, if they want to post themselves running, or they just want to post themselves, like, you know, in their new kicks, or, you know, their new outfit, or their traveling, like, I'm proud of you, like, you know, you're in Oregon, like, one of friends that I had in middle school, like, she's in Portland right now, and I'm like, I'm proud of you, like, you're living your best life right now, you look happy, and I'm like, and I'm happy for you for that.
Yeah, and that's actually really good to bring up, too. When you are comfortable in your body, exude just happiness. Mm-hmm. And I think also, like you also said, just talking to someone or giving someone like a quick compliment, that is my favorite thing to do. Like, I will walk up and down every single cubicle and I will be like, girl, you look fierce. I love that outfit. Excuse me. I just think that just giving each other compliments, just in general, I remember giving someone a compliment and being like, oh, girl, you look fierce today. And they're like, I'm not even wearing makeup. And I'm like, I know. Like, yes. Like, this is you. Not saying, like, girls shouldn't wear makeup at all. I know there's people that, like, that's how they express themselves. I mean, hello. Yeah. I put on makeup the other day. That's part of how I express myself. It doesn't, like, just compliment people. Even... I love every day Mariel would come in because we were in the same row, and I'd be like, girl, your makeup is on point. Like,
always flawless.
Yes, always flawless.
I wish I could rock bangs. I tried it in middle school, which, oh my God, I need to find a picture and show you guys. I was trying so hard to, like, fit in the norms of, like, this is how it should be type of thing. Because, like, you know, in middle school, I was like emo type of phase, and I'm like, oh, that's so cool, I want to be that. God, I'm shaking my head. But I remember parting because I couldn't cut my hair because my mom was like, you cannot cut your hair at all until you graduate from high school. And I'm like, damn. So then I try to part it, make fake bangs, and my friend called me out on it. She was like, girl, that looks fake, like, what are you trying to do?
Right. I mean, there's some things that, like, we try to do because it's like, that's what other people are doing. And it's good to always have those friends that, like, call you out, like, girl, what are you doing? Like, that's not you. Like, I'm excited that you're trying new things, but that's not you.
I'm very grateful for her because she really did call me out, and I was like, you're right. What am I trying to do? Because it does look, I'm taking a step back. But, oh man, I just remember that. So now I'm just like, I can't rock bangs. There's no way I can. But yeah, other people can. I mean, it's just, it really is just doing what you feel best. Try new things. If it doesn't end up working out for, like, your hair color, like, if green doesn't go good with you, then try blue. You never know.
Yeah, turquoise. I mean,
makeup. Yeah, if you really want to get into makeup, get into it. Like, there's so many, like, we're so blessed now to have the technology. It's like a blessing and a curse. We're blessed because we have technology, because we can view things and just learn from it. But it's also a curse because it also is like, oh, this is how it should be, or this is the way, like, you should be dressing or looking or making things. And a lot of times it really is like, you'll puedo hacer que me da la gana, you know? Like, it's just, I can do whatever I want to do. And that's how people should really view it.
You can do whatever you want to do, and the only opinion is your opinion. And if you want the opinion from other people, you'll ask them, right? And a lot of people forget that. So, I read something that made me laugh, and it said, oh, I found your nose. It was in my business. And I was like, oh, dang, that is harsh. But it's so true. Like, we're so worried about, like, other people being in their business that we forget about our own.
Like, our own journey.
Yeah, our own journey. Yeah. And that goes back into body positivity. Like, you need to take time for yourself. Like, do something nice for yourself. Like, do a bubble bath or, you know, go buy some clothes. I will say this. I'm getting tired of going to the store and them not having XXL.
The struggle I hate that is real. Too. So me and my friend, when we were growing up, I, like, because I was so skinny, like, I didn't have boobs. Like, I really didn't. And so my friend growing up, like, she did, and her sister did. And so I would call mine kiwi, and then Steve would call it watermelon. And her sister were calling cantaloupes for her. And so I never really knew the struggle of having, you know, anything bigger than that. And then growing up, it's like, of course, like, I gained all this weight. So with gaining weight, you're always never going to gain fat, your boobs. And Jesus Christ, I never knew the struggle of, like, getting shirts, just with shirts. Like, you can get, like, a large and it doesn't fit you because of, like, your boobs.
Girl, but yet I know.
Your stomach, and I'm like,
that's why I got 2XL for these boobies I got.
But the struggle is so real, but lots of people don't talk about it. And that's something I really like of Rihanna, that she did her line of, like, her Savage Fenty, because she includes everyone. And yes, I mean, like,
all body
everyone,
types.
All body types. Like, you can be a big girl and you don't have, like, big boobs. I mean, God bless, but even though, like, you're a bigger girl, you can have big boobs. Like, there's, like, petite girls. Like, there's so many, like, different sizes. And I think that's like what I love that she brings out, that she brings out these women, and she's like, this is what beauty should look like. And I love that she, like, knocked it out the park, and kind of, like, Victoria's Secret really isn't, like, you know, like, that really important now, because, like, in Victoria's Secret, you just see these skinny girls, tall skinny girls, and don't get me wrong, they're very beautiful as well, but you would see these girls and it's just like, why don't I look like that? And with Rihanna, it's like, no, like, you see someone that you can relate to, and I feel like that's why everyone is like going towards that, because it's like, that's how it should look like.
Yeah, I remember watching the last one that she did and getting just a little emotional, not like teary-eyed or anything, but just like, just proud when she had guys on there that weren't, like, just fit, like, six-pack, like, muscles. They were people that I identify as, and I was just like, oh my God, like, I could do this. And that's the thing that she makes us feel when she does the show, is like, this is you, like, everyone can do this, everyone can be sexy, everyone can show their body and be sexy with it. Like, it doesn't have to be just like what you said, the beautiful, like, six pack or the beautiful fit people, which, good for you guys, by the way, because you got that. Like, my roommate would fit that category. But he works out constantly. Like, he has, like,
I wish I could do that. I can't do that.
But the thing is, like, not everybody can do that. That's not, like, I can work out every day and my body will not look like that, because his workout fits for his body. My workout would have to be different, right? And I will not look like that. Like, my body would look, like, completely different. And that's what people need to realize, like, you're not going to look the same. There was someone that I was watching a TikTok, and someone said, you chose to get fat. Like, and this is how we can fix it. It's like, no one chose, like, to get fat. Like, no one woke up and said, I'm going to eat as much as I can and gain as much weight as I can because I want to do that. there's other things going on. Like, I'll say for me, a lot of it was like depression, and the way that I coped with it was eating. It made me feel safe. Like, that was my safe place. I love cooking. So of course I'm going to gravitate to eating, right? I'm going to cook these awesome meals, and I'm not going to let them go to waste.
I feel that so much, because when I was in that dark place, like, I was like eating because I felt that safety net, like the sweets that, I don't know why, but whenever I ate that like type of sweetness of like, it could be ice cream cake, like it just made me feel better. And I mean, a lot of times too, like if people go through shit, and I don't think people realize, like, everyone has their way of coping, of going through stuff. I mean, a lot of people can be like drinking, a lot of people can just be eating, like it's part of life, of just going through the motions and just learning from it. Like, now obviously, like, I, you know, realize I'm like, I shouldn't be eating so many sweets, but I mean, I do reward myself once in a while. It's like, yeah, you know what, you can have that, you know, you did good. Especially today, I did a 3 mile, no, I'm lying. I think I did a 6 mile bike ride with my dad, and I'm like dying, and I'm like, my mom made taquitos, and I'm like, I'm gonna reward myself with having a little piece of cake right now, because I deserve it. It's not fun.
Yeah,
I'm dying
after doing 6 miles. Dang. But point blank, for everyone listening, what you should take away from this is your body is perfect the way it is. You're gorgeous. You can be sexy. You can be fierce. You are you. And no one can take that away from you. And to shut down any negativity that you hear. And if you want to start being healthy, think eating healthy. And think of a plan for your body, not other people's plans. Not everyone's plan works for you. And that's when you need to think, okay, I need to sit down and write my own plan out. And as long as you feel comfortable doing what you're doing, as long as it's not harmful and you're doing the best that you can do, then good job. You're doing you. 100%.
Facts. Facts right there. Snap.
Thank you so much, Stephanie, for talking about body positivity and then also giving other takes on how the social media is really affecting what we think and how outside factors really play a big part.
Thanks, Jeff, for having me. This was really great talking about body positivity. And anyone out there, remember, do you. Don't focus on what other people are doing. Focus on you, and everything will be all right.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Follow me and my guest host on Instagram. Feel free to DM me if you have any ideas for future topics. Don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and family. Have an awesome day, everyone, and remember to always speak your truth.